Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the main evening news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, Junior Justice Minister Catherine Arda says there must be immediate action to hold social media companies to account for the glorification of dangerous driving and car crime. New research shows it is cheaper to buy an existing home than building a new one in 25 of Ireland's 33 areas. Two Donegal doctors who volunteer with the emergency medical response charity Critical have been honoured at the inaugural Ireland Blue Light Awards 2026. And Donegal County Council is backing a call from Fermanagh and Omagh District Council for the creation of a Border Roads Investment Programme, the holding of a Border Roads Summit. These stories and full plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly will have the latest sports news at around 2:45. But first, Junior Justice Minister Catherine Arda says there must be immediate action to hold social media companies to account for the glorification of dangerous driving and car crime. Minister Catherine Arda was in Letterkenny earlier today to meet with staff and management at the local youth diversion centre. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes show, she said a multi-department approach is needed.
It has to be tackled in a multi-departmental way. You know, it's not just about guard resources. It's about transport, road safety. It's about education. It's about my little part of youth diversion. It's about like social media companies playing their part.
Well, that is something that needs to be done today or tomorrow. I searched one video of this type of behaviour. Now, I'm talking about stealing cars, purposely trying to evade Gardaí. Watch that video for 10, 15, 20 seconds. And every second video now on TikTok are these instances, either trying to evade Guardian scramblers in cars, hotwiring cars. The way the algorithm worked, TikTok believed I was interested in it and just kept feeding me these videos. Now, say I'm an impressionable 13-year-old, thousands of likes on these videos, hundreds of comments. Get in there, lad. Go on, lad. Fair play to you, lad. TikTok can stop that today.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And I have discussed this with the Minister O'Callaghan. And I understand the Gardaí have already been on to Commissioner Naman. And Commissioner Naman are the state agency responsible for interacting with social media platforms. So they would know the right designated person to talk to within the different social media platforms. And we know at the moment that the social media platforms are in breach of their code of conduct. There's already a code which stipulates that you cannot glorify or amplify criminal and dangerous activity.
They're doing that,
and they're doing that with impunity at the moment. And it's, you know, it can't be stood for.
Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson Matt Carthy agrees that Commissioner Naman has a clear role here and the government must ensure they have the power to fulfil that role efficiently.
I do believe that social media companies need to be held accountable and responsible. So if Commissioner Naman feel that they have within the current legislative framework the ability to do that, then they need to do it. If there is legislative gaps, they need to tell us what those legislative gaps are and that we as a political system have to ensure that we fill those gaps as a matter of priority.
New research shows it is cheaper to buy an existing home than building a new one in 25 of Ireland's 33 areas. BCE consulting engineers have compared the latest CSO property price data against an all-in cost of around €400,000 to build a standard three-bed one-off home, including construction, professional fees, VAT and utilities. Donegal is the second cheapest county overall in which to buy, with an existing home costing €208,000, €192,000 less expensive than building a new property. Longford is the least expensive, with an existing home costing around €202,000 less than building a new one. Two Donegal doctors who volunteer with the emergency medical response charity Critical have been honoured at the inaugural Ireland Blue Lights Awards 2026. Dr. Jerry Lane and Dr. Jack Collins were joint winners of the Unsung Hero Award, having responded to more than 100 emergencies during the first 6 months of this year alone. Dr. Lane is a retired emergency medicine consultant and previously ran the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. Speaking to Highland Radio News ahead of the bank holiday weekend at the start of this month, Dr. Lane gave a powerful and vivid description of arriving at the scene of a road traffic collision.
As we approach a collision site, what we want to hear are some voices, some people talking. The dead, sadly, they are... oh, they're very, very silent indeed. We need to talk as we approach the collision, the injured, especially those who are trapped. People who are trapped inside the vehicle, either mechanically or medically, have got about a 400% increased risk of serious catastrophic injuries. So as one approaches a collision, people who have been able to self-extricate or who have been taken out of the vehicle, we tend to go past them while eyeballing for life-threatening injuries. Our focus is initially entirely upon those trapped individuals inside. And we're going to assess them then for catastrophic bleeding. We're going to seek to stop that. We're going to assess them for airway obstruction, and up to 40% of people who die in or come to serious injury have an obstructed airway, which can be relatively easily opened up. We're looking for people who have breathing difficulty, crushed ribs or open wounds in their chest. We're looking for people who have got circulatory problems or are losing blood internally at their chest, their abdomen, their pelvis or their lung bones. I'm going to seek to remediate that. If they have none of those issues, then we're seeking to deal with their pain issues and be humane towards them as the emergency services, the fire rescue service, the ambulance service and the Garda Síochána seek to extricate them safely from their vehicle and start their transport into the healthcare journey that they may be on for days, weeks, months or indeed for the rest of their lives if they have suffered a life-changing brain or spinal injury.
Donegal County Council is backing a call from Fermanagh and Omagh District Council for the creation of a Border Roads Investment Programme and the holding of a Border Roads Summit. Letters exchanged between the two authorities have been shared with elected members, with unanimous support for the proposal. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In its letter to Donegal County Council, Fermanagh and Omagh District Council says it believes the British Government, the Northern Ireland Executive, the Irish Government and the European Union should work together to establish a new Border Corridor Rural Roads Investment Programme. The letter adds any intervention should create additionality and be specifically designed to address issues of peripherality, improve regional economic connectivity, strengthen climate resilience and support the long-term recovery of rural road networks linking border communities. In his response, Roads Director Brian Cannon confirms Donegal County Council will support all initiatives that may increase funding for rural roads in the border region. He says this is particularly important as County Donegal shares in excess of 90% of its land border with Fermanagh and Omagh District Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council combined.
43 admitted patients were without beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning. According to the INMO's Trolley Watch, 11 of them were on trolleys in the emergency department. There were 28 patients waiting beds in Sligo, giving a Northwest total of 71. Nationally, a total of 566 admitted patients were in inappropriate settings in hospitals today. University Hospital Limerick accounted for the largest number of those with 100, followed by Cork University Hospital with 55. Letterkenny, Galway and St Vincent's were joined third. An independent councillor in Sligo is calling for the establishment of a task force on road safety in the wake of Sunday's tragedy and other serious road incidents recently. She also calls for greater resources and technology to assist Gardaí and legal changes to create bigger deterrence. Councillor Casserly says more infrastructure investment is needed, both in terms of road safety and the increase in traffic on roads like the N15 linking Donegal and Sligo.
There has to be an investment in infrastructure as well. There are thousands more people driving on the road, even on the road from Donegal to Sligo, never mind onwards to Mayo and Galway. So, you know, that the infrastructure has to keep up with the population increases, with the economic increases. And, you know, the Northwest is it's a very busy region, but the government have to invest in infrastructure to keep up with everything else, because what will happen was that if we don't keep up, we're going to lose that, you know, the economic advancements and developments and companies who want to come here. Companies will come if it's easy to come to the Northwest. If the infrastructure, if it's easy to access, and workers will come if the roads are safe, if the roads are, if they're able to access towns and cities easily, and that also includes an increase in public transport as well. So, yeah, it's not just one issue that's going to solve everything, but the government really needs to look at this from a whole of government approach. And I have said this, that it, you know, that it cannot be, I've written to the different departments, and you know, one of the response I get back is, well, like, this, that's not our department, I'll pass it on, send it on to somebody else who is covering it in their department. But that type of thinking is not working, because every single department is working in a, you know, in a kind of a silo, and they're working independently. But this has to have a whole of government approach.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following several alleged assaults across Donegal recently. The assaults happened in Letterkenny, Drimnarone and Remilton, as Ryan Brawley now reports.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following a number of alleged assaults in Donegal. Two women sustained non-life-threatening injuries in incidents in the Gortley Road area of Letterkenny at around 10:25pm on Sunday evening. Anyone travelling from Ballyrain towards the Kiltoy roundabout between 10:15 and 11:15 that evening who may have dashcam or other footage is asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Milford are appealing for information following an alleged assault on Main Street in Remelton last Wednesday. It's reported that a man assaulted another man between 3pm and 4pm. Those with information are asked to contact Milford Garda Station. At around 3:30 that same day, a man is also believed to have been assaulted by a group of men in the car park of the Church of the Holy Redeemer in Drimnarone, Letterbarrow. He was taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone who witnessed the incident or who was travelling in the area between 3pm and 4pm and may have dashcam or other footage is asked to contact Ballyshannon Garda Station.
A public consultation is continuing this evening in relation to planned improvement works on the N56 at Dunkinealy and Ballymacgowan. The drop-in event finishes at 7 o'clock in Dunkinealy Community Centre. A major part of the scheme is improving safety at Dunkinealy National School, which has been the topic of concern for safety in recent years. Earlier this month, Lass Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District, Councillor Michael Boyle, told Highland Radio News that if the consultation goes to plan, works could get underway before the end of this year. Farmers say immediate funding is needed to support the sector amid a fodder crisis. Research by Chagas presented to the Agriculture Minister today shows 39% of farmers estimate they're facing a fodder shortage of 10% or more as a result of the summer's dry spell. Minister Martin Hayden says the government will consider supports as part of the upcoming budget following the meeting today. But IFA President Francie Gorman says immediate action is needed.
Coming out of the meeting today, you wouldn't have huge confidence that the minister and the department have grasped the seriousness of this. If they have, they need to impress on government, the Taoiseach, the Minister for Finance, Public Expenditure, that funding is going to be needed here to support farmers and the sector as a whole through this.
The time is 42 minutes past five. We will be back after the short break.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 6:15. Oisín Kelly's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with football, and Derry City have been handed a home tie in the quarterfinals of the FAI Cup. The Candy Stripes will host Dundalk in the last eight of the competition on the weekend of the 6th of September. The tie of the round is the big Dublin battle of St Patrick's Athletic and Bohemians at Inchicore. Stephen Kenny's side dumped out the holder Shamrock Rovers last Sunday and will once again look to make home advantage count against Bowes. Five-time winners Sligo Rovers will be on the road in the quarterfinals against Waterford, while Drogheda United will host Galway United in the other fixture. Shamrock Rovers have confirmed they've received a significant fine after a supporter invaded the Tallaght Stadium pitch during a recent league game. A supporter entered the field of play and confronted Dundalk's Daryl Horgan after he scored in the 3-2 defeat to the Hoops. In a statement, the club also revealed they were issued with a suspended one-match closure of the south stand at the ground. Across channel, Tottenham have confirmed that their goalkeeper, Guglielmo Vicario, has left the club to join Juventus on an initial season-long loan. The Italian club also have the option to buy him for £8.5 million. Vicario had asked to leave after 3 years in North London while Antonion Kinski became Spurs' first-choice keeper. Genoa have reportedly agreed a deal to sign Evan Ferguson on loan for the season. His parent club Brighton are set to cover a portion of his salary as part of the deal. The Republic of Ireland striker spent last season at fellow Serie A side Roma before suffering a serious ankle injury in January. Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Martin O'Neill admits it's a blow to have lost to Arne Engels ahead of their Champions League playoff. The Belgian midfielder completed a £22 million move from the Scottish title holders to West Ham over the weekend. O'Neill said he would have preferred to keep hold of Engels until their two-legged tie with Lask concludes next week.
Arne wanted to go. He didn't want to playing the matches in case he got injured. But for the football club, yeah, disappointing really, because just at this moment, he's hard to replace in the side, you know, that sort of running power that he has. It is what it is, and it's nothing we can do about it.
The first leg off that tie in Europe for Martin O'Neill's side is tomorrow night in Glasgow. And confirmation on the quarter-final League Cup fixture between Rangers and Celtic next month. The clash will take place on Sunday, September the 13th at Ibrox, with the Old Firm derby kicking off at 12 noon. Former Arsenal captain Patrick Vieira has been announced as the new head coach of Senegal. The French World Cup winner, who was born in Senegal, has been out of work since leaving Italian side Genoa last November. Vieira had previously managed Crystal Palace, Strasbourg, Nice and New York City. In motorsport, Alex Albon has committed his future to Formula One team Williams by signing a one-year contract extension that will keep him with the team into his sixth season. The London-born Thai driver has scored only 5 points in the current campaign as Williams struggle with the new 2026 regulations. But Albon says the team's transformation since he joined in 2022 gives him confidence that they can move back up the grid. LIV Golf have cancelled its season-ending team championship in Michigan as it prepares for a major overhaul ahead of next year's campaign. This week's event in Indianapolis will now bring the campaign to a close. LIV say the move will allow it to focus on plans for the future following the withdrawal of Saudi Arabia's public investment fund as its main financial backer. And Stuart Greenham will be Ireland's only representative at next month's Walker Cup. The Louth native is included in the team for the event at Lahinch, with Thomas Higgins and David Howard in reserve. Green claimed the RNA's amateur championship title at Royal Liverpool back in June. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the next bulletin just after the 8 news. Kitty.
Thanks, Oisin. Gardaí are warning of the risk of accommodation fraud targeting students and their families in the coming weeks. The Leaving Cert results are out on Friday, with first round CAO offers to follow next week. During the Community Garda Slot on today's Greg Q Show, Garda Padraic McFadden says scammers will be active as the search for student accommodation begins.
Well, the Leaving Cert results are due later this week, and that will soon be followed then by college course offers. First time and returning students to third level education will be seeking accommodation in the coming weeks. So we do advise the public to be careful when looking for accommodation, to be aware of rental scams and how they work. Students seeking somewhere to live may even be sent a false contract to sign or false keys to make the scam appear more convincing. Students are advised to research rental prices in the area where they are looking to rent and to be wary of price. If the price seems too cheap, sometimes it's too good to be true, it usually is. Never agree to rent a property, Greg, without having seen the property in person first.
Now, this is where we can get a... because it can be a 7 or 8 hour, 10 hour round trip. The person can be very, very convincing, and you can use all the excuses in the world not to go down and check. But critically, you want to go down, you want to meet the key holder, you want to see them open the door, you want to go in.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, if you're going to rent somewhere, you want to see it, you want to make sure that it's actually there.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, sometimes it's not with these scams. We'd ask people as well never to use cash to pay a deposit. Do not make any payments until you've been given a written lease or until you've ensured that the key fits the door of the property. Should you fall victim to a rental scam or any type of scam, please alert your bank immediately. Also report the matter to Gardaí. If you've already transferred money online or if you think that your financial details have been compromised, then time of the essence, so please do not delay in making your report. There's a website there, it's a Fraud Smart website. It's a great source of information in relation to all things fraud. It offers great tips on how to be savvy when it comes to looking for student accommodation. And let's give the website out. It's www.fraudsmart.ie.
The Western Development Commission has announced the appointment of Theresa Hooks as head of Connected Hubs and Digital Innovation. The move comes at a significant time for the initiative, with the network having recently surpassed 400 hubs nationwide and its model now informing the development of similar networks across Europe. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Theresa says she looks forward to working with partners across the region in delivering for rural Ireland.
The Connected Hubs role is actually our national hub network. What that means, I suppose, is first and foremost to say it's a part of our Rural Future. So it's a Government of Ireland programme, so it's funded by our Department of Rural and Community Development and Gaeltacht. And what it is about, I suppose, is supporting remote working and supporting opportunities for remote workers and for Indigenous communities and companies across the country as such. So I'm very excited, I suppose, to come to the role, to come through it. Obviously, I've been working in the Western Development Commission and in Regional Development for quite some time now. So I've been looking at this, I suppose, from a collegial point of view, but I'm quite happy to get stuck in with the team and see what we can do actually to push the network forward and help it grow and support it across the national network itself. I have that tie to Mayo and that, but so to completely understand, you know, how the likes of Mayo and Donegal obviously feels that bit further away from the likes of Dublin and having to move for work and for more professional lifestyle. But the hubs themselves actually bring that. So, you know, we don't have to do that commute to Dublin anymore. We don't have to look for those facilities because they're there on our doorstep. And Donegal has done quite well, I suppose, in that respect. You know, it has 22 hubs live on our Connected Hubs platform. If anyone wants to go on and take a look and see what's there, you'd probably be quite surprised, I suppose, what's already there in Donegal and in your communities. And in particular, you know, the likes of Donegal County Council with Donegal Digital and Earn Act have done a lot to try and support digital transformation across Donegal. And, you know, we'll be working with them and, of course, other partners nationally to try and do that and flesh out what the hubs can do.
And now for the weather, a cloudy evening with showers or longer spells of rain. Cloudy at first tonight with scattered showers. Clear spells will develop overnight, but showers will turn more frequent later, with some heavy falls possible. Low temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Junior Justice Minister Catherine Arda says there must be immediate action to hold social media companies to account for the glorification of dangerous driving and car crime. Minister Catherine Arda was in Letterkenny earlier today to meet with staff and management at the local Youth Diversion Centre. Speaking on today's Greg Q Show, she said a multi-department approach is needed. New research shows it is cheaper to buy an existing home than building a new one in 25 of Ireland's 33 areas. BCE consulting engineers have compared the latest CSO property price data against an all-in cost of around €400,000 to build a standard three-bed one-off home, including construction, professional fees, VAT and utilities. Donegal is the second cheapest county overall in which to buy, with an existing home costing €208,000, €192,000 less expensive than building a new property. Two Donegal doctors who volunteer with the emergency medical response charity Critical have been honoured at the inaugural Ireland Blue Light Awards 2026. Dr. Jerry Lane and Dr. Jack Collins were joint winners of the Unsung Hero Award, having responded to more than 100 emergencies during the first 6 months of this year alone. And Donegal County Council is backing a call from Fermanagh and Omagh District Council for the creation of a Border Roads Investment Programme and the holding of a Border Roads Summit. Letters exchanged between the two authorities have been shared with elected members with unanimous support for the proposal. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with another update at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 18th of August. The death has occurred of William Thomas Tom Carlin, Swords, County Dublin, formerly of Dungorman, Castlefin, Donegal, reposing at his home in Dublin tomorrow from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Removal on Thursday morning to St. Cronan's Church, Brackenstown, arriving for 10 o'clock. Mass followed by funeral to St. Mary's Cemetery, Castlefin, Donegal, with burial there at 3 o'clock. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the RNLI. The death has taken place of Roseanne Melly, Tomb, Letchermick Award. Reposing at Midlin's Funeral Home, Dunloe, until Rosary at 8 o'clock this evening, and then again tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 5:30 p.m., followed by removal to St. Bridget's Church, Letchermick Award, arriving at 6. Roseanne's funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11, followed by burial in the Old Graveyard, Letchermick Award. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the Letchermick Award and Duhurry Parish Facebook page. The death has occurred of Mary Nolan, Undon, née Doherty, Cullineen, Redcastle. Funeral from her daughter and son-in-law Jackie and Hugh Kelly's home at Carnegarve Moville tomorrow morning at 11 for 11:30 Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society Daffodil Centre, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Andrew Corrie, Hillcrest House Nursing Home, Letterkenny, formerly of Verner Street, Belfast and New Jersey, USA. Funeral prayers in Terence McClintock's funeral home, Ballybow Convoy, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Burial in Antrim New Cemetery, Mulliner Road, County Antrim, on Thursday afternoon at 1. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.